Yo, Zero B here, and you're now tuned into the Casual Fighter. Look at you, you're doing good now. Third strike, yo. Yo, check it out
now. Third strike, yo. Welcome to the Casual Fighter Podcast, episode 63, the technical difficulties episode. My name is LOJB3. Fuck my computers. Both of them. They are ass right now. But we're going to get through this. Because, yeah, man, there's a lot of shit that happened, and there's no way we can wait, like, another moment to get this shit talking about, bro. There's a lot of shit that happened. Because it was Evo Japan. Evo Japan weekend. Wasn't it just Evo Japan weekend? It was also Level Up. And it was also Texas Showdown happening the same weekend. Why three tournaments at the same time? Why?
Why not?
Tell us that it's human nature. Why? Why they do me that way? Like, I'm happy as a fan sitting at home, but if I'm like trying to game plan and go into a tournament, y'all motherfuckers don't coordinate with each other. What did Luna say? Sometimes you gotta coordinate. What are we doing?
Look, Evo said they don't do what they want to do because they Evo. Look, all right.
I mean, yeah.
Evo, look, said, look, we the big
ego.
We the big ego. We the big joker. Evo said we are the big joker. We matter.
Honestly, Evo is always happening around this time, yeah. And I'm pretty sure, like, they already had. All these places have the date. Like, they just really need to start thinking about it and start announcing shit ahead of time. Like, as a matter of fact, in my opinion, if you know what your schedule was going to be, you announce it 8 months from now. But we're gonna get to that because, like, a certain thing was announced. Only thing we're missing is the date. But at least we know where the fuck it is. And I can't wait to talk about that shit. I'm happy about that. I think it's gonna be cool, and now I have no excuse. I have to go. But anyway, let's go ahead and get through these topics. First topic, man, Marco.
Polo.
Bruh. Rodriguez.
No.
Get up.
No.
Don't do it.
No.
Don't do it. No. Don't say it.
That ain't his
name. Do it.
That ain't his name.
Do it.
Kushner.
Do it.
B-U-T-T. That ain't his name. It's Kush News.
You don't want to see that man be great. Call this man Butt.
Hey, he is South Asian.
Call this man Bodie.
He is South Asian, even though he's Brazilian. His name is Kush News.
What?
Like, I still can't believe there's a Brazilian with a fucking pompadour, dog. That shit's hilarious. Hey,
let that happen.
With a Joe's K level pompadour.
Right. It lifted entirely from the motherfucker. I still can't get over his design. Like, it's always been like that. It's always been like that since Mark of the Wolves. But there you go, man. We're gonna. This is the first time I'm really seeing this trailer. So for a lot of ways, this is gonna be a React trailer. So yeah,
shout out.
Let's get into it. God damn it! Why come on his names?
A name for him already.
The music.
Someone's gonna be so mad when I see the name.
I'm mad. I'm mad at that bear. He be fighting his back.
Yeah, put this on loop. Feel the power. Yeah. All right. So
he's gonna be so mad.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. He just hearing the sounds on the audio version. LOL. You gotta go to YouTube and go watch this shit. it's pretty cool though.
Nah, I'm excited by it because this was him and Tizoc were like my two mains in this in Garou, so I'm like, my boys are back.
Alright, I'm gonna turn it down just a little bit. Yeah. That way, like, everybody can hear you guys.
Uppercuts.
You don't need to be that loud.
This dude got all the
all Ryo's moves.
Yeah. He got Takuma stuff.
Dang,
too. Like, you about
double,
to see it.
Double Horyuken.
This is the true path of a Gokugen warrior.
He got that. He straight up stole Takuma Super from KOF 13.
Yeah, he's talking with Junior. This is talking with Junior. Black Takuma.
He said Ryo ain't teaching me enough. I'm going to learn from his pops.
Hey, he's gonna be dope.
Oh yeah, Marco is a problem.
On like shout out to Parallel Fleet.
Right. Horrible.
Parallel Fleet.
Parallel. So now Parallel you Marco Fleet. And Jeffrey Wild.
Jeffrey wow. Wild. What? Wow.
Jeffrey McFleet.
Good lord.
man. I'm ready.
I'm gonna leave the floor to you guys, man. What do y'all think, man?
Oh no, no, oh no, Kushnu, that's my guy. Yeah, he's not Marco. He is Kushnu. So Kushnu. Kushnu, yeah, he you know, and this Pompadour is serious.
Oh my yeah, it's wild.
Brother.
Nah, I'm ready. This game looks this like each game SNK has been improving with the visuals
yes.
since 14. Like they keep stepping up, like they're getting more and more used to these 3D engines or whatever engine they're using. They're getting more used to it. And it's like, man, it's
definitely Unreal Engine 4.
This looks.
Yeah, this looks pretty good.
This is definitely Unreal Engine 4.
Okay. Dude, Saudi Arabia been investing in SNK, boy, for real.
I forgot.
Yeah, they do. I don't know. I mean, I'm not even joking.
You're not wrong.
Not wrong. Not wrong at all.
Not wrong.
Not wrong at all, bro.
Like that double uppercut move.
Yeah, he didn't have that before, I don't think. He just had a single one in the first Goro.
And you know man, what?
This dude's break combos are ridiculous. Like, he already could do some of this stuff in the first one, but all these mm-hmm. juggles off the light, not Tatsu move? Nah, this is ridiculous.
You know who? Look, this is the reincarnation of Second Impact Shine, but just in Fatal Fury.
Hey, you're right. Let's hope that like Second Impact Sean, they let him be great.
I like that character, man.
Oh, yeah,
Kushnu about to be probably one of the most.
Yeah, he got him saying.
Kushnu.
Let him be Marco Polo, bro.
Let him cook.
Oh my God! No, just imagine if I actually got into this game and started doing commentary. I start calling this motherfucking Kushnu.
You have to.
They're gonna be like, are you fucking kidding me? I will get fired so quick. So fast.
Are you in a hurry?
Kushnu Rodriguez.
No, wow, we doubling? We doing the combo?
We combining.
Kushnu Rodriguez or Marco
Black. Marco Butt. And I like that one actually. That's kind of funny.
I think you know what I would do if I were ever to like get into this game, I would actually say it just was just to see the anybody picked it up. Like Kush dude. Be like,
wait, what?
What?
Come again? Come again?
Come again?
What was that?
Oh my God. I
Kush new derriere.
Oh dear.
Jesus Christ. Y'all. All right. All right, go. Man. So there you go. Marco Rodriguez. That's.
But now he looked up though for referee.
Yep. Yeah. This game is looking really, really extremely fun.
I would play
to the point where I think, like, I always say I'm going to play another game, but I'm always caught up in studying Street Fighter. But nah, I'm sorry. I'm going to buy it. And I'll probably dip my hands in it for a while. Just hit one of these.
Yeah, man.
Gotta hit some buttons.
Yeah.
I want to play good old Rocky.
Yeah, Garou's
play Rocky, man.
Yeah, Garou's still my favorite SNK game, low key. Cause so, yeah.
We've been waiting years for this.
Yeah, this is okay. This is SNK Street Fighter 3. So Street Fighter 3 universe. So I'm okay with this.
Yes. Yeah, man. Well, in the spirit of time, we're going to go ahead and move on from this. I'm sorry. I just got to look at it again, man. Visuals. Look at it. It's glorious. It's a pretty goddamn game. I would say. I don't know what to say. There's nothing else I can
it's
say.
It's Purdy.
It's just, I can see this game play way nice. More than KOF 15.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
They seem to be market, like, that's another thing SNK seems to be improving at, marketing. Because
yeah,
I've seen this everywhere compared to, like, yeah, they release the KOF trailers, like, once a week or every other week or so, but they've been on City of the Wolves. Like, you finna see this game.
Look at that. Look at that shot.
That's how you get the interest going.
It's like what Epidemic said, what was that? I think last episode or the episode before that, when he pretty much said, and correct me if I'm wrong, bro, you said something to the effect of, yeah, this is what KOF 15 was supposed to be.
In my opinion, yes. That's valid.
I can see that. Like, this, like, KOF 15 started going this way, and then it was like, okay, now we can perfect it with City of the Wolves.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I can see that.
Because I feel they're separate things, but as far as, like, SNK's personal growth, I feel that this is the culmination of it so far.
Yeah. This game is going to be solid, in my opinion. This one right here.
Absolutely.
And people's gonna play it, because I think it was a highly anticipated one, too.
You know, in Central America, man, they're going to play the fuck out of some motherfucking City of the Wolves, bro. You know how they are, but they SNK.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Dragon Ball down there. Same thing.
Man. They love it.
That's their shit.
I ain't mad at it, though.
Like, did you see that shit? Did you see this shit right here? That's that SNK. Oh, man. But yeah, man, we're going to go ahead and get into it, man. There was another character announced, and I actually have the wrong freaking order. I'm going to swap this around a little bit. Yeah, put this over here. Yeah. So, for the fellas at home, you guys on the stream and everything, you guys watching this video, I ain't gonna see much. But anyway, here we go. I'm gonna go ahead and get into a character reveal. And this is a character that has been requested to the end of time.
Oh my God, yes.
Like Tupac, brother.
Been waiting for this character the entire game.
Dog.
There's a lot of people that have.
He's the final character. I was like,
the final season 3 character, Guilty Gear Strive. Here he is,
the boss.
This
character.
Motherfucker,
pretty much boss character.
Yeah, he might as well be, especially the lore wise.
Oh,
yeah,
oh, Danny. Exactly.
My lovely wife is waiting. Let's make this quick.
That's it on Twitter. I'm sorry about the quality.
That's your boy.
Oh, he, Lord, he coming.
Oh, he coming.
Dandyism is back. I'm ready for these wall punches, though, especially now that there's a wall.
And you stop.
Like, yeah.
Is that now there's a wall? Yeah.
I'm ready to see him just slam people into the wall and then it eventually break. Or let them slump down so you don't break the wall and you keep punching them.
Yeah, here we go. Vampire versus vampire. I want to see is that battle. Oh, Eddie, no. Give me that neck.
Oh, I forgot he could. Okay, I forgot he could do that.
And y'all done brought Dracula back.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, that looked dope. Yeah. I haven't really played Guilty Gear to, like, be familiar of the character, you know, other than what y'all told me. But
bro.
It looked dope.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. Slay was the dopest person in
There is going to be a season 4. Please, for the love of Christ, tell me y'all fix some of the mechanics of the game. Because right now, I'm not enjoying watching the game that much. I'm being real honest with y'all, man.
It depends on what characters you're seeing, because, like, certain stuff's been calmed down. I don't see Mr. Chaos as much as I used to.
Yeah, of course.
But other stuff is kind of like.
What about that character with the, ain't that the, I think there was a character in Strive with a bag over his head or something.
Oh, you talking about False?
Come on, False.
Bald head.
Bow, Dr. Bowhead.
I got a bowhead with a fro. And I make fro.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the fro.
I gotta sit down and really go through the story of Strive. I've forgotten it, but anyway. Yeah, man. It's all our stuff. Good old character. The good old laid back and dignified vampire.
Oh, Dandy's on his back.
Right. Exactly. His dukes define Dandyism. My God,
this Dandyism stuff is so ridiculous. Like, just say he's a fine, dignified gentleman, because that's pretty much what Dandyism is.
Look, he's Sean Connery. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Which one though? Which one? Dang, what's that scary movie he played in?
Extraordinary Gentleman.
That's what I was thinking.
It can't be that, because he wasn't. He wasn't anything but just a regular ass dude.
I was thinking about Just Cause. My bad.
Oh, you think about Just Cause?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I said. I was like,
who are you talking about? But anyway, shout out to Ocho Cose for the raid. Hope you had a good stream, my brother. Like, if you guys are joining in, man, this is the Casual Fighter Podcast. We're on episode 63. Just going through and finally getting through and recording it, because my God, my computers were chugging today. But anyway, man.
That's Paul Armstrong. from Just Cause. That's Paul Armstrong, aka Slim. Good Lord.
Right? There you go. That's what I want to go this way. Get this turned down a little bit. Yeah, turn it down just a little bit. Oh dear God, why is it playing like this on the website? How about no, sir?
You
it's
think?
Laggy.
How about no, Scott?
That voice.
Yeah. Oh my God. Full screen, please. Oh no, I meant to do this. There we go. See, I have a thing where you can turn off the. We're turning it off, and I'm just gonna loop it, so that way he just plays in the background. Yeah, we just talking about it. So yeah, man. You're like scale of 1 to 10, though. Like, Ken, I know you like Ken. You're probably the one that plays like Strive the most out of all of us. Like, if you hop into this game whenever you're not busy.
Well, yeah, but I'd say JBJR is more knowledgeable of Slayer than I am, because I ain't used Slayer for real since like X2, and I know he was in Exert and everything, so I don't know what they're taking from like Exert and Rev into Strive. That's why they need to put out that what they call them, little character guides. They need to put one of those out, because I want to see what this dude's doing.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're gonna probably gonna do like an in-depth character analysis of like how they did.
It'd be very soon, because they're really quick with putting out their character guides. One out already.
Yeah, because
I don't think so. But I'm ready to see it, because like I'm real curious how they Strivified Slayer, because Slayer's not one of them people where. How much can you take from this dude?
Right.
Like, I mean, I don't think there's like, I feel you can make him work and Strive without having to change him a lot.
I'm thinking the only thing they may have took from Slay is just, you know, the insta-kill. But other than that, I mean.
Yeah.
Nah, you don't know yet. This,
well, see, yeah, that's true. But just looking at this, I'm seeing familiar territory here.
Yeah, it's a lot for me. Oh yeah, no, Slayer look like he's more or less the same character. So
I'm seeing a few differences, like some of the animations on some of these moves look a little different. But overall, it looks like he's still slamming people against walls with a punch.
Yeah.
Now that super is new, because I don't remember him doing something like that before.
Did he just okay?
I'm curious if that super, right? Like, I don't really know too much about him, but that super, once he turns young, like, I wonder if he stays like that.
I'm curious about that too, because
That's why I was like, did he just go? Did he just lose like a few years?
Yeah. Like he's like 25 or something.
Yeah, he just turned, he went from 45 to 25 to 25. I was like, huh?
All I know, he gonna be. All I know is everyone gonna be Falcon punched.
Hey, yeah, you're right. It. Or like I said in the chat, a lamb punched. Because I misspelled slam.
a lamb punch. The Lord Christ.
That's the sound of you getting hit against the wall. A lamb.
A lamb.
Yeah, man. That's great. That's good stuff, man. I don't personally have any final thoughts, man. Let me know what y'all think, because we about to get into something a little bit more.
Well, we don't even got to stay on that long, because we don't even got no information for it, but.
We got a lot. But this next thing, we got a lot of info.
For the sake of the conversation, let's go ahead and give the next reveal us a little bit of time.
Yeah, because, brother, we got a lot for this next reveal, man. It ain't just a character, all right? Tekken 8, you know what I'm saying? They ate a lot, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot, there's a lot to be eating here. We're gonna go ahead and
Peggy 16.
And we're gonna turn this shit down too, so it doesn't fucking blast my eardrums and y'all eardrums as well.
Hey, that was that loud.
Peggy 16. Like, oh shit. Chill out, please.
Yeah, well, I'm like, I know there it gotta go. Be 16.
I know, right?
I get it.
Yeah, man. I'm excited about this. As a Tekken observer, all right, go ahead, run me the deets
for 2024. I'm curious to see about
Edward.
Everything needs a
battle balance, baby. Yes, can we talk about this photo mode? Wait, we gonna wait for it first.
When
we gonna let some of this rock.
Yeah.
Free updates, son.
I love to see it.
You get the stage for free.
That's a dope piece of stage too.
Wait a minute. Oh man.
No, I'm kind of hype about this. Like, I think everything needs something like this in it.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said.
That is going to be so much of a use feature. Like, it's going to be crazy.
And yes. Then this, I wasn't expecting that at all.
I wasn't either. I wasn't expecting it that early.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, not this early.
I wasn't expecting Eddie and Jin to actually link up. Like,
yeah, for real.
Yeah. There go, Steve.
There go, Steve.
Yeah, hey. I seen that.
Steve and Rip, man.
Yeah, they drop a lot of info in this little thing. Woo! Here. Just enough to like make you be like, all right, we got stuff coming up.
Like I said, watching Tekken 8 is like watching the prize fight, bro.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, man. Dude, just the details that they just dropped. It was like a bunch of new shit. Oh, hi, Lydia.
Hey,
hi. Break that ice. Break that ice, Lydia.
Really surprised she's DLC though, because like I would have swore she would have been base roster.
I can understand. That's fucking insane. This
Ghost
is all
versus
free?
Ghost and Ghost.
What?
Versus Ghost.
I didn't know about Ghost versus Ghost.
Yeah, this is like all Mortal free.
That's like Mortal Kombat right there now. The Ghost. Fam, Ghost.
Let me tell you something. I'm showing my Ghost. To some of y'all, I'm like, just go ahead and fight my ghost and go ahead and lose, because my ghost gonna be ignorant, dog.
Thank you, Metsu, for getting this game. I'm gonna play this shit. I'm gonna get some more space on my thing and get my RAM up to 64. Video card is fine. It's 2070. It's doable for now. But man, bro, you get all this.
Yeah, this is
for the year for free.
I appreciate what they're doing, and that battle balance we need ASAP.
I'm kind of surprised that's the first thing though,
because the game is not what it's supposed to be.
That's what I'm hearing a lot of.
It's a lot of complaints on Twitter, and they've been probably annoying the heck out of Harada and his team or whatever.
You already know.
The battle balance should be coming out in May. I hope.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Because this character that should not. It's like. But,
I ain't never seen this many people bitch about one character in particular that won Evo Japan. And the person playing it talking about he's carry. Like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Are you sure?
Yeah, pussy. That's all I'm going to say about it.
He said it.
Yeah, pussy. Let that man do work.
I know we up against time, but it's another topic I want to bring up next episode about the tournament for Tekken 8. But yeah, I just wanted to mention one last thing for this on my side is that when I saw the Seaside Resort, I was like, oh man, this got to be the Prime Minister of Poland. She must be coming back.
Oh, all right.
So you already knew. You already
I had knew, a feeling. Like, I was like,
so you already thinking, had a feeling.
See, my thing is all this, right, though. See, I'm looking at it like, is Lee going to be in the background on Chiyu?
Damn, right. Because he ain't
funny, though.
On doing his no cop shit. Like, I want to know he's going to. Brother, I'm like, where the fuck were you when all this shit was happening in the main story? Now, I guess hopefully we'll find out this fall.
Hey, yeah.
If he comes
back. I have a feeling. Lee Wulong, bring that man back. Wulong.
Hey, man, let him do police story.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a police story, dog. He can't be in the heat of the battle.
Shit, let him do police story.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Shit. What up, Brandon? How you doing, man? What up, citizen? How you doing, bro? Yeah, man. Free updates though. This is kind of wild.
Yeah,
kind of crazy.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I'm excited for this. Need more of this. So yeah, man, those are the details, and we got the new character coming as well. Well, the character's not free, but all this.
That's wild.
For the cost of you just owned the game.
Exactly.
That is kind of insane, man.
That's an indication that they've been working behind the scenes.
Yeah, well, I did not expect this new story to come this early, dude.
I wasn't expecting that.
I was thinking you're too Tekken for new story stuff.
Hey, Bishop, I'm sorry, but
I know. We gonna get into it. Don't worry.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
But you already know I'm playing it.
I beat it that night. I beat the story that night. I was like, yeah, let me go ahead and get through this shit.
Let me peep this.
I don't know this game coming to Switch, though. I don't think this game looks too good to be coming to Switch. Yeah, Switch going to have to switch it up.
Yeah.
Like, bro, that was too easy.
Man, like, this is Street Fighter 6 look beautiful. So,
yeah.
Speaking of, but perfect segue.
Perfect segue. So that's the info dump for Tekken 8. We got some more info dump for your ass.
All I gotta say is it's one character who wants his sandals back.
I told you, man. Ryu went to his house, man. He was like, bro, let me go ahead and get these up off of you, cuz. He just walked off. And then Kuma came back, was like, bro, did you steal my motherfucking kicks, bro? This is my flip-flops, man.
And keep this in mind.
I wear socks with these shits.
And keep this in mind. This is Akuma. If Tekken 7 is canon to the whole Street Fighter universe, which it has to be because it's Akuma, this is Akuma before it's Tekken 7. So,
yeah, still is Akuma. Because even then, like, I would say this happens about 8 years after... About 8 years after Third Strike, so yeah, we in 2006.
That means he dyed his hair to get. That means he somehow he de-aged himself or dyed his hair.
He dyed his hair
forever young.
Yeah, we just went to the YT era, 2006 YT era.
Oh man,
fam, like Akuma out here looking like a fighting like a whole black Air Force One. Like, I'm like,
yeah, that man is.
We gonna get to Akuma first. Let's go ahead and get to this really quick. This is kind of hinting towards something I was kind of like, I wanted the CBT to kind of at least go towards. And I think they're trying to make us a little bit happy over there at Capcom Esports. The new esports division, man, running the people from Japan over there. But yeah, man, there's no sound for this, just FYI. So don't. But yeah, here we go. We got the schedule. Got Evo. They created the Convergence. I'll tell a story about that later. UFA East Coast Throwdown. We got the Singapore premiere coming back. The Japan premiere, which is kind of dope. Blink Respawn. Big shout out to them. And then Kings of the World in UK. And that's the dates. Pretty much once every month.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. But these are all offline events. And these are all one, like, when in you're in events. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's I want to go back to the point system, but there's no point system. Then again, we don't really know because what the fuck is a super premiere?
Yeah. I was wondering about that myself. I don't
know. It's a premiere on steroids, man.
You know what? It's just now fucking dawned on me. All of these are super premieres. The online premieres online or just regular premieres?
Okay.
That just dawned on me. That's what it seems like. Because I already know, like, UFA was they already announced that it's a win that you're in tournament. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a qualifying tournament. Yeah. So, but yeah, man, look at this, bro. Like, shout outs to Creed City Convergence. Here's the story. So, over here in Chicago, we have FGC Meetups. They're managed by Low Kick Esports. And they're hosted at Ignite in Skokie, Illinois, which is like right outside the city. Actually, still in the vicinity of taking a CTA train. Last Friday was the last FGC meetups that they're going to be having for the next couple of months, because Ignite is going to be going through a redesign or redevelopment. And restructuring of some building assets. So, unfortunately, while they're doing the remodeling, can't have anything happening right now. And when they do remodel, we like the FGC meetups. We like to call that the largest like local in the world, because it really is. Like, consistently bi-weekly, you're getting 300 people showing up, 240, combatants attendance and on Star GG, and then you have you know, people that just come just to watch. That's like at least 300 people, like every fucking like twice a month. It's a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah, a little bit.
To the point where it's like, bro, this is a regional every fucking week. Like, what is this? You know what I mean? It's popping over there, man. Amber, you should have came out. Had your time, but we'll hopefully what's happening though, remodeling. Low Kick Esports is not going to be the ones that are going to be managing FGC meetups anymore, because that is a Ignite Skokie brand. But it's going to come back at Ignite. It's just going to be a third of what it was as far as the size goes, which is fine. I'm still going to try to go out there whenever I can, while Low Kick hopefully finds like another venue that can house the biggest fighting game local on the planet.
Come back.
So, they're looking for the city, bro. I know it's expensive. They know it's expensive. They told me it's expensive, but they're trying to look in the city. And they're hopefully talking to some folks, and we'll see how things go. So cross our fingers that we get something soon, or we get something after the 2 month break. At least, so we can kind of get things kind of shuffled that way. But yeah, here we go, man. Here's a list. Got Evo, Green City Convergence. Well, and that's the story I was gonna get into. Green City Convergence. We have while we're at the local, Evo Japan was happening as well, as long as the other tournaments. But Evo Japan was happening late for us, because you know, it's in Japan. Japan's like 12 to 13 to 14 hours ahead of everybody. So while that was happening, and they announced this and dropped this, and we saw the Crazy City Conversions logo, and everybody flipped the fuck out. Like, what? What? Really? In the Midwest? So the Midwest has an event. The Midwest has a super premiere. That's dope. That is actually sick. And that's happening in August. So it's happening the month after Evo. Right in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So for me and an Epidemic, it's going to be like a 2-hour drive.
If I drove Kane, it'd be like six. It'd be like six and a half.
Yeah. So it's kind of crazy, man, that that's happening. I guess Zero Beat's video went down, but I'm not sure if he's saying anything.
Yeah, he totally he got kicked off Zoom somehow.
Okay, so he's coming back shortly.
I can text him, see.
Okay, but anyway, this is happening. And then another big shout out. I'm like, East Coast Throwdown, East Coast Throwdown. You know, those are homies over there. I know those folks over there, man. They do the damn thing all the time. But I'm hella hyped for Blink Respawn, man. It's just the infrastructure that they're doing down there in Dominican Republic. Like, they've been building it up from the ground up since 2017 when they won a Capcom Cup, man. It's been going crazy and going strong. And I'm excited for that. But here's the hilarious thing. East Coast Throwdown and Super Premiere Singapore, they're happening like right one after the other, which is kind of crazy. And same with the Super Premiere in Japan and Blink Respawn. It's like, I think some people are going to have to pick and choose which one they're going to have to go to, because that is a lot of money to try to drop to go to two different entire countries,
yeah, man.
On two different sides of the planet.
And that's, you know what I mean?
Oh, he says, yeah, bro. He says internet connection dropped off.
Ah, okay. So hopefully he'll be able to get back. If not, we'll continue on. But yeah, man, I'm excited for this. That's dope. So we have some hints on how things are going to go. We got these happening. We still have any info yet on the online premieres. We don't have any info yet on World Warrior. So we'll hopefully get that information soon. I know they're trying to work out all the logistics and everything, but I'm excited to see what happens with this Pro Tour for 2024, because things are shaping up to look real dope. But there's another thing that got announced. I think I need to go ahead and see if I can look it up here while we have it up. There we go. This right here. So Capcom Cup has been announced. The location has been announced. So here we go. We got the offline premier tournaments. You hear Yikes in there. Hear Yikes and Riz and all them in the background, because this is the English restream. But check this out. Second year in a row, we're getting a $1 million first prize. And guess where it's going to be at? I know you guys play Street Fighter 2, man. So let me go to get Japan.
Japan. Oh man, that's gonna be
That is gonna be insane. And again, I've already saved my money, because that flight is gonna be fucked up.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
That flight is gonna be fucked up.
And just get them coins together right now if you can.
Yeah, if you absolutely. If I can, yeah, I'm gonna have to. I have not missed the Capcom Cup since Capcom 2018. Since 2018, I have not missed the Capcom Cup, and I'm not on a plan to start now. So I'm gonna try my best to be in Japan, man. And that'll be my first time going. That means I'm gonna have to refresh myself on the 4 years of Japanese that me and JBJR have taken. Those good old days, you know.
Might have to go to
do. Gotta refresh. I gotta. Man, I'm about to go somewhere else. I'm probably going to go to what is that damn thing that Tay told me about? Japan something 101. I gotta remember what that is, but I'm hopping right back on that. Is that, you know, I haven't heard from Miss Powers in years, dude. I don't know where she's at. So I know she hasn't been in school in years.
Is it Japanese Power 101?
Yes, Japanese Power 101. Yes, thank you. Right. I'm doing that shit.
I don't know, man, but hey, I don't know what's going on with her. But, you know, hopefully she's still alive and she's still cool.
Right, same. Yeah, man. That'd be something, that'd be a good thing. You're like, yeah, all that work that she tried to drill into us, be able to actually, like, put in a little bit of action.
I still remember something, but not everything. Definitely.
I don't remember. Yeah, I definitely don't remember everything either. I think I'm basically, if I were to start again, I'm basically starting at base one. I forgot some of my hiragana. I forgot a lot of kanji. I think I remember most of my katakana, because katakana is easy. That's the easy part of, like, the writing the language.
Yeah, he said Zerby said his whole modem just said nope. It just noped out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if we have a picture for him or not. We don't. That's fine. We have that blue screen. That's why I put that blue screen background there. That's all good, man. I'm looking at ghosts. But yeah. Anyway. I mean, tell him if he wants to, he can always just pop in the Zoom through the phone. But anyway, yeah, man, this is exciting stuff. We got Capcom Cup in Japan, man. That's kind of crazy. So
a lot of nuggets.
Just the flight. I feel like the flight is gonna be the most expensive thing. Cause like I looked at the hotels and holy shit, I could stay there for like 7 years. Depending on the hotel I get, bro. Hey. Dog, their hotels are mad cheap. super cheap.
Depending on where you're going in Japan, it's about, I'm gonna just say, base $1,500 for a flight.
For a flight, I wouldn't say base. Nonstop, no.
I'm just looking on the internets right now.
Nah, I seen round trips for about $1,100 right now, but I'm gonna wait until what is that, Black Friday, to see if they got any deals or whatever.
Look, I'm seeing, hopefully I'll be able to get it. I'm seeing flights on Kayak and Expedia for like $600 on STL to Tokyo. I think it is a direct flight from. There is a direct flight from St. Louis to Tokyo. I think.
I might have to come home.
You know, I think it is. You know why? Because thank you, Tokyo Vice, for reminding me. The dude from Tokyo Vice, he is from Columbia. He's from Columbia, Missouri. So, and I think he.
I might have to come home.
Yeah, I think he flew into Lambert. I think he flew from Tokyo into Lambert. So, and for anyone listening, Lambert is the main airport in St. Louis. So, yeah, yep. And you know, he got to drive to Columbia. Columbia's my, like, hour and a half, 2 hour drive from here. So,
yeah.
I think that's what he did. Cause, yeah, I think flights to St. Louis, yes, I'm looking right now. Flights to St. Louis, 600 on Kayak, $614. Expedia, $643.
Ooh. So, I might have to go home. I could just always take a train home and then come back. Yeah, now I'm only spending $700 for my travel.
I do believe it is a direct flight. If I'm not mistaken.
Bruh, if I had the money right now, I'd actually say fuck it, I'm gonna buy my. I don't know when it's gonna be though. That's the thing. But I feel like if I bought a flight, I can always change the date as soon as we know what the date is. So you know, I had to be like 2 or 3 weeks in Japan, bro. Like 2 weeks in Japan, bro.
Yeah.
Like changing. Like, bay. Bullet trains, I could go popping into different areas, different islands. Damn, bro.
Yeah, man. Keep your eye out on those.
Yeah, I might have to say, fuck it. I'm not leaving from Chicago. I'm leaving from St. Louis. All right.
Take a train here, maybe be like $30-$40 take a train here and then hop on a flight.
Exactly. That's all I need to do is really, yeah, it depends. Like it's usually like a 30 something depending on when I have to leave or 50 something. And you know, I do business class, so it's going to be more expensive than that, but it's what it is. I like business class though, because you get a free drink and you're not struggling for seats. But lately because they've been upgraded how the Antrap cars are, like the interior ones, just the regular ones. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I can deal with this and not have to worry about somebody that worry about sitting next to somebody unless I absolutely need to. And it's honestly, it was pretty spacious. So I'm like, yeah, this is actually okay. So yeah, man, there's some work I might have to do. So that's exciting for that. But the other thing that's happening with this, yeah, we was just talking about him. Goki. Didn't even say his real name. I said his real name, not his other name, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, Kuma's looking kind of.
He wants his sandals back.
He, bro.
Man, he is top tier evil. No, I'm just kidding. Demon has risen.
There's a lot of things that we're going to talk about. He's talking about top tier. We don't know yet because there's some shit.
But also, with Kuma, he's going to be the glass cannon. He's going to be a glass cannon. Like, that's going to happen.
We don't know yet. We don't know if he's going to have the same health or not like Cammy does.
Well, that's why I'm kind of curious. I mean, Akuma has always historically been a glass cannon character. Like, his speed, great. His power, dumb. His defense, nope. His defense,
don't know yet.
So that's what I'm saying.
Dark combo?
I wouldn't be surprised if he's still a glass cannon character, though.
Yeah. Look at this. Look at that taunt. The Godo. And charge it up, red fireball, like that. I've seen it so many times.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's new.
That's dope. Are those Hadouken punches?
Fireball. Yeah, punches. We're gonna read the blog in a second.
Oh, okay.
That chop. But yeah, that's all new. The air fireball, baby. Messas. My man said destruction.
And he is like one of the true masters of the whole craft, like how the craft is supposed to be.
Ooh, okay, dry brush overhead. Oh my god, he is Street Fighter 6 in, bro.
And do his. And,
oh, he used that as a shimmy. He used his teleport as a shimmy. That was sick. Read the launcher, get the knockdown, follow up on get the slam. All that OD. Demon flip.
They gave him a dragon.
It's called Demon Raid now. But yo, that OD demon flip. Oh! Come here. Get down there. Feel my fist, boy.
He looks like a lion, fam.
Yes. And again, that's something else they talked about. Nakayama talked about his design a little bit as well, so it's not over yet, baby.
And we get to see the whole thing.
Bro, this is you thought Street Fighter 5 version of this shit was sick? This is stupid.
That's too dope. I've been
run that back.
Dude, you know who he remind me of? Low key. Just with his Batman turn. Yujiro Hama from Baki. Like, yep. I'm fam.
That's that demon back, they say. Whatever, he got that. He has that demon back.
Literally, he has the same back as Yujiro Hama.
Also, here's a storyline tidbit. Notice this time is back to the heaven symbol.
Because
Street Fighter 5, it was not that simple. Street Fighter 5 is a little more demonic.
This man then upgraded himself.
Again.
Again.
Azure be about to hop back in.
Yeah, I, okay, cool. Man, I've been waiting for.
Tell me you use the same video link.
I've been waiting for Akuma to release, so I think I may have to jump back in Street Fighter now.
Yeah, but guess what else releases with Akuma? Just take a guess.
Man.
What else releases with Akuma?
Akuma. Take a guess. Let's see. If it isn't the. Oh, balance patch.
Yeah.
Dang will come
the
out too.
Balance patch. Bro, be, finally.
I had to go zoom in. Evo,
I mean, for a combo breaker, though. That's the only thing that's up.
Yeah, yeah. We ain't playing as a combo
they
breaker.
Can't do that to people, man. That'll just mess up the whole fit.
Dog, Rick Sweet. He was bro, I feel so bad for Rick. I swear. I think Japan knows when Rick is like, okay, when is combo breaker this year? Oh, it's a Memorial Day weekend. When is Memorial Day weekend for those Americans? Okay, is this date? All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to fuck with them. Again, we've been doing this for the past like 4 years.
Imagine having
let's release learn. Let's release Akuma and the balance and season 2 balance patch 2 days before the event.
Imagine having to relearn it like most of them.
Bro, I'll be so bad.
Someone said they should let them scramble and fight for their lives with the balance patch and see everyone
Maximilian.
Figure it out on the go.
Hey, that's how Tekken is. Maximilian. That's how Tekken is. I'm just saying. It's Tekken always been like that.
Harada ain't gonna be like, yeah, we're gonna drop a major balance patch. A major balance patch.
I was saying like the balance patch is like the element of the game, like just figuring it out.
That's the element of the game, figuring it out, yeah. But Lord, this is like 2 days before you gotta compete for money. No.
That's scratching my head like
I'm ready. People scramble.
Nah, y'all motherfuckers want chaos. Zero Beat, man. What's your go ahead and just send me your video.
Hey, yeah, exactly. Chaos.
Chaos.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
I gotta yeah, man, cause my router said You want a connection? I don't like you enough for that.
Oh, you on the stream? Like, oh, you want a game?
I told you. I'm dead ass naming this episode a technical difficulties episode. Dog.
Word.
Hey, Ken, like, you want a game? You want a game or gamer?
Oh, no, not today. Not today.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Just give me the last, give me the letters that you can see. So as soon as you get the new video link, I'll just type it in.
Wait, what? My bad, I didn't hear you.
What you say? No, the new letters. Just get the new letters and I'll type it in.
Letters. Yes. I see what you mean now.
Yeah.
I'm having a brain fart.
Massive.
What? All right, hold on.
But yeah, while you do that, just let me know. You stop me at any time. But yeah, man, we're gonna talk about this real quick. No, put this on full screen, man. Let's go. Kuma rages in the Street Fighter 6 on May 22nd. Yeah, he challenges his foes worthy enough to face him in Fighting Ground World Tour the Battle Hub. Yeah, we ain't talking about the legends. We know the legends. We know the motherfucker.
That's cool. You're gonna be in World Tour. That's cool.
Oh yeah.
I'm ready to see him interact with the avatar because he ain't gonna have none but hands for him.
Bro, it's crazy because he's like, if you have questions, your fists have the answer. He's like, bro, he's scrapping. But that's still kind of wild. Like the avatar is going around like it's kind of wild, but I'm so glad that they're showing this. Cause it ain't like Akuma is not above, like we're finally gonna see the real Akuma. Everybody's like had the speculation. Oh, Kuma's an asshole. No, Kuma's just be scrapping. He's going to scrap. If he thinks he's strong enough to run the fade, he gonna run the fade, and then he gonna dip. I mean, and if it's a certain level of battle that you're gonna bring to him, and man, he gonna kill your ass and be done with it. You're like, hey, man, if you die, he's literally Ivan Drago, the Japanese version. If he dies, he dies.
Hey, I got the letters off. in the chat. I got the letters.
Hit me, dude.
He just won him out loud.
That's what I said.
I won't get it. My bad. Nah. Yeah, you're right. You put it in this chat. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but to me, he's literally. Yujiro Hanma, because everywhere Akuma X, that's Yujiro Hanma.
Yeah.
Because
that's accurate. That's fair.
The only thing Yujiro Hanma doesn't have is a projectile. Other than that, him and Akuma are almost, he does stuff Akuma does.
Yeah.
Like the Fisa, that's us like, I was like, oh, so they just made him Yujiro Hama in Street Fighter. I'm like, okay, so he's that's what he is now. Okay, got you. Cause
I'm fine with it.
I mean, from the demon looking back to him just like, you know what? From everything LJB3 just said about how he is, as of his personality, from what he can do, I mean, yeah, he's Yujiro Hama at this point. So yeah,
yeah,
they both want the smoke.
Yeah, the way he moves is, man's ready for everybody, and he, you know, he's not evil. He's probably dick, but he's not evil. You know, not inherently evil. He's just a dick.
He's a dick, because like he does dickish things. Like, hey, brother, I just want to throw hands, bro. Fuck you.
I'm on demon time, and if you die, you die. He lived
exactly.
He was in.
He lived, but we ain't know he lived.
Right.
Yeah, he wasn't intending for him to live.
But Gotetsu's dead.
He got somebody.
Fam, he got the most. He got probably the most unsuccessful ultimate move in Street Fighter history. Because how do you? How many times?
He has a 90. The Raging Demon is so bad.
Fam, he has like an 80-90% fail rate with that thing. We think about it. Like,
didn't kill Gouken. Didn't kill. Well, it's understandable he didn't give Gil. Fair. I mean, Gen and Gil. Those are fair. But yeah, he didn't kill Gouken. It's like, that's when it started. That's when we started going like, brother, what? And then he didn't kill Bison, because Bison's soul still escaped.
It didn't take out Heihachi. If we don't include Tekken, didn't take out Heihachi. So,
man, he can't kill nobody with that.
That shit didn't even work. Like, at least it worked on Bison. Well, at least like the move, like, actually knocked Bison out. That shit didn't even touch Heihachi. Heihachi was like, huh? What? We good.
What was that?
We good, bro. He literally did one of these. He pulled a Jay-Z, he pulled a hole, said, it's The Rock, and just started fighting again. Like, bro,
it's The Rock. Bruh.
But, I mean, look, pure old man strength.
Nah, for no reason. But that movie, the movie you guys were wondering about, is The Adamant Flame. So, yeah, it basically just hits you like a double hit. But if you do the OD version, like it wall splats.
That's dope. I like that.
Yeah. So kind of like a OD Donkey Kick does that shit too as well. So.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't do a wall bounce. It actually does the wall splat. My bad. So it's different. But yeah, man. The only thing that Demon Flip doesn't have, which is called, like I said, it's called Demon Flip now. I mean, Demon Raid now. The only thing that Demon Raid doesn't have is you don't do an air grab anymore. You don't do the Demon Flip grab.
Good.
That's fine. Good. Who cares? It's fine.
I don't want it. I don't want to deal with that.
He's like, mm-hmm. I'm like, come on, bro.
I'm not trying to deal with that.
Yeah, man.
I just want to see which version of Akuma is going to be more ridiculous. Tekken 7 version or the Street Fighter 6 version?
It's this one.
I'm going to guess this one. I'm guessing.
It's this one.
Because the way Tekken's story went,
Akuma ain't do shit. He was just there. And then they forgot about him. Like, Tekken 8, he is not mentioned at all whatsoever in any capacity.
Well,
he legit just went home.
Now they got that new story mode thing going forward.
If they don't mention a cool matter of fact, I think the reason why is because I think Harada knows that Akuma pissed so many people off for so many different years.
Yeah, he was a perfect fit though.
He really was. They translated him so well.
Exactly, yeah. But
right. That's what I'm like. I think that's what made people so mad. I was like, wait a minute. So, no, this is a 3D fighting game. You should not be able to play 2D like Akuma. And you 100% play 2D with Akuma like a 2D game. Like, you don't even have to sidestep. He's like, his whole thing is, what's the sidestep? Oh, I can do this now? Oh, I can't.
He's like, oh, y'all should.
I can move in 3D?
He basically said, "Oh, y'all done fucked up now." He just started doing this, hitting Demi Flitch, doing another side, doing another Diva Flow. I'm like, brother.
Fam, I think they nerfed him, trying to nerf him every patch since
then. And it still didn't work. He's like, still just body
like mechanics. Like human geeks are like the two people that they try to nerf every single time, and they are still top five, if not top three, every single
time. Hey, like no more. They straight up said no more guest characters. Like the bro, fans,
bro,
not
bro.
They were like, bro, no more guest characters, dog. We can't take any more of this shit. Go back to your own game. He was like, fine, I'll go to Street Fighter 6. And here we come. Here he comes.
They gave us Street. They gave us Street Fighter. They gave us Street Fighter Alpha 2 with Akuma as a boss character, and they gave us SNK Boss Syndrome Geese. I was like, oh, okay, because
Nightmare Geese. Fun.
Dude, but dog, bro, look at this shit. This motherfucker. Demon Flip, and then I told you, man, Drive Rush Demon Flip. I can't wait.
I expect him to hit like a mad truck. I guarantee that. Like, cause
Drive Rush Demon Flip, and I swear if he doesn't, I think I'm gonna. Let's predict his health before we go. 9,500. 9,500 itself.
I can't really give a number for that.
Because
every other character has 10,000 and up.
Yeah.
Every other character has 10,000 and up. I think Akuma is going to be the first character that has like under that. So they have 9,500.
Got you. Oh, okay.
They might do it. I think they might do it just because. I mean, that's Akuma in a nutshell anyway, though. But then they keep raising his stuff in Street Fighter 5.
Nah.
I thought he started off low and he got higher at some point.
Nah. Yeah, actually. He wasn't low, but he was like, he was still viable because like fucking Tokido was still putting in the work. Like when he came out. But
oh yeah.
He was just a fucking monster. Nah, no, you're talking about his health. His health? Yeah, his health actually went down.
Oh, really?
Right. That's why I said he's a glass cannon, because his health and defense suck, but his speed and power, oh, easily.
They had to balance, especially because we were dealing with Fireball V-Trigger activation. I'm like, dog, why can you?
Oh, his defense is trash. Oh, his defense got to be trash in this game then, because it's got to be trash.
Nah. No, there's no such thing as trash defense. There's no such thing as defense.
we saying that now, huh?
you just say it just doesn't exist. Gotcha. All right. So what's a defense?
You better perfect parry and pray for Jesus. Don't get in the corner.
Dude, if you got it, like
you're literally this game, and like this is kind of how and that's a topic for another day. Modern fighting games, like the best defense is a good offense.
Yeah,
and that's how it's been since 5.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
Exactly. Cannot be stagnant, especially in this game, dog. And I like that's just the way things are going, kind of going. That's it's a whole other topic for a whole another day. Here it is, Goki. Yeah, I said his real name. Yeah, he's coming. He's coming May 22nd. Yeah, Goo Punch. Coming May 22nd.
I just got there. Wait a minute.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. He has fucking red hair and is like, you know, he has the red hair.
Goo Punch.
He got the skin color for it. You know, he's Japanese. Got the skin color.
Bruh.
Ooh, Punch. Yeah, man. That'll do it, man. I'm gonna leave y'all to ponder with that. This has been a Casual Fighter episode 63.
Shout out to my 90s kids. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, yeah. If you understand what Goo Punch is, you win it.
Hey, shout out to my brothers and me.
Wow. He said it. He did the thing.
I'm talking about y'all. Shout out to my brothers, Envy. You know? Yeah, oh, man. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Well, there will be no Hood Lore this week because we got to go. And like the technical difficulties episode has claimed the Hood Lore. But we're going to catch up. We're going to catch up next time. Hopefully we only have like just one topic to talk about the next episode. But until then, man, I hope you guys have a good one. We are working to get every video version of the episode on YouTube, but right now every non-video version of the episode of all our episodes are now on YouTube. So if you want to binge on YouTube instead of binging on Spotify, do it.
We in there.
Yeah. All right, man. This is the end, bro. I'm LOJB3, that's 0B, that's Epidemic, that's JBJR. Fuck technology. AO technology. Fuck technology. All right. Wow. That's it. Bye, y'all.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye. Have a beautiful time.